Primary election day is June 28th, but with the rise of early and mail-in voting, it really makes more sense to talk about primary election season. And in Illinois, that begins tomorrow. So to talk about the mechanics of voting this year and answer some listener questions, we're joined now by Matt Dietrich, spokesman for the Illinois State Board of Elections. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Brian.
We're also joined by Ann Prislin, Voter Ready co-chair with the League of Women Voters in Champaign County, and has been registering people to vote early and is the early voting election, is an early voting and election judge. And welcome to the 21st show to you as well.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So this is going to be kind of a lightning round with the time we have left in the show today. So let's just go over quickly the process of early voting that some of our listeners have had questions about. Ann, can you just talk about the different ways a person can vote early in this year's primaries?
Sure, I'd be glad to. There are at least two. One, of course, is voting by mail, which, again, the mail ballots go out starting Friday. So Friday's a big day, May 19th, but people can still register and or can still request mail ballots through the month of June. Early voting opportunities, at least in Champaign County, are at a wide variety of locations. They start at the Brookins Administrative Center, where our county clerk's office is, on May 19th. But then again, starting June 1st, voters who have not yet registered can register and vote on the same day. More county locations open up starting June 13th for voting and registering and voting. And in fact, by the time of the general election or the general primary on the 28th, there will be 30 different universal locations in Champaign County. Universal just means that any voter anywhere in the county can vote at one of these locations, regardless of where they live.
Interesting. Matt, is there a sort of clearinghouse statewide if people want to find out about, for our listeners who are not in Champaign County, where they can find out information about this?
Sure. You can go to our website, which is elections.il.gov. And there is a tab on our homepage for information for voters. You can find contact information for your county clerk, your election jurisdiction, and that will connect you to their website where you can find out exactly where and when you can early vote in your specific county or in your, for example, for residents of the cities of Chicago, Rockford, Bloomington, Galesburg, East St. Louis, and Danville, you have a municipal board of elections, so you can find out where you vote in the city.
Matt, let me ask you, we got some questioners from listeners. One, Sal, texted, we asked, will you be voting early this year? Said yes, he would be voting early, not by mail, though. Quote, not sure I trust it. I like to deposit my ballot myself so I know it got to the right place, end quote. Matt, can you talk, do you hear that from people, and can you speak to that idea that maybe mail-in voting is somehow less trustworthy than other forms?
Well, we think that it is as trustworthy as any other form of voting. However, if you want to actually see your ballot go into that tabulator, then go vote in person, either early or on election day. Most election jurisdictions in Illinois, if you're voting by mail, also have the option where you can deposit it into a secure drop box. Generally, in the downstate counties, those are located at the county clerk's office or outside the county clerk's office. I know that's the case in Springfield for Sangamon County. So you certainly do have that option. If you are voting by mail, keep in mind, if you're mailing it in, it has to be postmarked no later than June 28th, no later than Election Day. And then for 2 weeks after Election Day, those ballots that are properly postmarked will be counted. But there's no reason to distrust voting by mail. And frankly, I think what we will see, I'm not sure for the primary, but I do think for the general election in November, we'll probably see an uptick in the number of vote by mail ballots, mm-hmm. simply because a lot of people voted by mail in 2020 in the general election due to COVID. And I think a lot of people have come to enjoy the convenience of voting by mail.
Sure.
But Matt, we'll have to see.
Briefly, what's the deadline for requesting a mail-in ballot?
June 23rd, but we tell people don't wait that late you're cutting it close for the election authority to mail you your ballot and for you to get it back in. So, but sure. You do have until June 23rd.
All right. We heard from another listener who sent in a text who wondered about the need for election judges. Matt said, quote, "I believe past volunteer election judges have been retired people, but with COVID, I am wondering if younger people like me should make it a priority to get trained and be present," end quote. And I wonder, what are you seeing from your fellow election judges this year? And can you talk about the need for more people and maybe, people with, less susceptibility to COVID, maybe.
I'm really glad that your person sent in that question. Yes, there always is a need for more election judges. I think it would be wonderful to have younger judges, especially because it's a great service to the community. I know in our county, and I'm sure in others, the county clerk does large recruiting among younger people and in Champaign-Urbana, of course, with the University of Illinois, and also with high school students, because high school students can also serve as election judges on election day. We also have opportunities for people to serve as judges during early voting, and that is equally as important to make sure that the increased numbers of people who do vote early have an opportunity to go to the polls and do that. So I would strongly encourage anyone of any age to consider being an election judge and being part of the process.
And brief correction to what I said, I attributed that text to Matt. I was misread my own question here. That was, I just had a note of maybe asking that to Matt. I asked it to Ann instead. Matt, we're coming to the end of our time together here. Final thoughts, misinformation has been a big topic of elections, as well as, targeting foreign hacking. We've talked about a lot in the past. We had somebody who texted in to say, "I usually vote in the Republican primary, but I'm not going to vote for any candidate promoting the big lie. Is that even going to be possible?" End quote. Matt, I know you're a nonpartisan official working for a bipartisan state agency, but how is the board, gearing up to handle potential false claims of fraud being perpetrated out
Listen,
there?
Listen, all we can do is what we have always done. And what we have always done is we emphasize to voters that we test the voting equipment that goes into your polling places. Your county clerk, your local election authority does public testing of all the equipment that's used in your election. The vote tabulators are not ever connected to the internet, so they are not vulnerable to it outside any kind of hacking or interference. There is no basis in reality, in fact, for any of the claims that came out of the 2020 election regarding election fraud. No base in reality whatsoever. But we can't, there are people who it's going to be very difficult for us to convince otherwise. So all we can do is show you the testing that we do and the care that we take in our local election authorities, that they take in handling those ballots, in making sure that the proper ballot goes to the voter who requests it. In Illinois, every single vote has a paper record. If we had to, we could rerun an election the day after the election. And we do. After each election, we run a 5% random retabulation statewide.
So, all right, Matt. Well, I
want
to
be confident.
Matt Dietrich and Prisland, thank you so much for being with us today to talk about this. You cannot have democracy without the demos, and that is spelled Y-O-U. So get out there and vote in most of Illinois starting tomorrow, Thursday. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.